Old England long expected a renews to Offaly. It was commanded by Lord Nelson, the French foretold me. The news it came over through the country was spread that the French were defeated, but Lord Nelson was dead. Not only Lord Nelson, but thousands were slain, a fighting the French on the water remained. To protect their own country of honour and wealth, but the French they would not yield until they yield unto death. The merchants of Yarmouth, when they heard so, said, "Come, brother sailor, to church let us go. And there we will build a most beautiful pile in remembrance of Nelson, the hero of the Nile." "Your plan," said Britannia, "are excellent and good, a monument for Lord Nelson and a sword for Collingwood. Let it be of good marble and perpetuate his name. Letters in bright gold wrote, he died for England's fame. Our soldiers and sailors, as I have been told, keep themselves in readiness, their rights for to hold. Their rights to maintain, their cause to export, if an invasion to save British ports. Our soldiers and sailors many brave deeds have done, while fighting in foreign many battles have won. If the Nile could but speak, or the Trafalgar declare, all the world with Lord Nelson they would not compare."